WB3GXW testing.
Yeah, that looks like. Good evening, everyone. AB3WG. My name is Chris. I'm the MDC section manager, and welcome to the MDC section EchoLink Net, third Friday of each month. Let's wait a couple minutes, as we always do, for additional folks to check in, and then we'll get started. A couple things to go over tonight, not a lot, so we'll get right to our check-ins just shortly. Stand by, AB3WG. Okay, AB3WG, stand by, everyone. We don't have a lot of folks checked in. I just want to wait maybe another minute or two, and then we'll get started. Stand by. Okay, let's get this thing kicked off. Good evening, everyone. Thanks very much for joining the monthly MDC section EchoLink Net. My name is Chris. I am AB3WG, and I'm the MDC section manager. Thanks again, everyone, for joining. So a couple things I want to touch on just real briefly tonight. As always, the section news went out yesterday. I actually got it out early instead of yesterday evening. It went out in the afternoon. So that should be in your inbox. Again, we put that out through the AWRL distribution server and our groups.io platform. So if you're like me and you're you have both of those, you got it at least once. I think I got it three times this month. I'm not sure how that happened, but anyway. So section news is out. That's that. And then let me break here. Okay, and then it's the end of June, so obviously field day is coming up. And I just want to touch on just two quick things, and I always go over this, and pretty much every section manager I know goes over the following two things. The first thing is, if you're responsible for your field day, if you're planning it, or if you have make sure your field day site is on the AWRL locator site on the AWRL webpage. Just go out there, and it should be fairly easy to do. To put your field day location on that system, and then folks can find you if they need to. And the last time I went out there was quite a few, so I know a lot of folks are taking advantage of that, so we thank you for doing that, and please make sure to tell either the folks that are in charge of your field day site, or if you are in charge of it yourself, please make sure to do that. Break. Okay, and then the second thing we always fuss at everybody about, and rightfully so, is safety. I actually went, I might have mentioned this last month, I went to a club meeting last month, and I mentioned that their field day group should have a safety officer. And the person I was speaking with says most of the time they don't do that. It goes unrecognized or unutilized. Please, I'm begging you guys, please make sure your group has a safety officer. The number one hazard on field day, as everyone knows, is tripping. Make sure the cables are marked. Be careful of your generators and the fuel. The temps look pretty good this year, mid to upper 80s. That last I just checked before the net here. Partly cloudy, so I think the weather is going to be pretty good. But please be safe. Please make sure things are tied down, taped down, visible, marked, and please stay safe. Break. Okay, and the only other thing, I'm a bit early mentioning this, but the AWRL Board of Directors does meet in January and July, and I know it's only June, but I believe their meeting, don't quote me on this, I think it's around the 17th, sort of the middle of the month. Again, don't quote me, but the next board meeting will be coming up next month, and we'll have more information on that, hopefully, in the next month's EchoLink Net. Break. Okay, before we get started, we always thank our host, WB3GXW, John Creel. And as always, we thank John for hosting us here on the monthly section EchoLinkNet, and for us to use the conference bridge. So, John, if you're on, it looks like you are, please give us your comments today. Thank you, and welcome.
Standby ID running. Okay, WB3GXW. Good evening, everybody. With regards to EchoLink, there are two servers that are available for use for field day. Nice to have demonstrations should people come by. So feel free to use Marsh DC, which we're on now, or WB3GXW-L, which is the server that the METN uses for their traffic net. But those servers are available if, you know, people come by, you want to give demonstrations. And the next item, reset, is that tomorrow the Laurel Amateur Radio Club will hold its monthly test session. And I'm excited for this. I hope the person passes. A 14-year-old YL coming in to take the test. Both of her parents are licensed, so this will be good. A 14-year-old YL, just what the amateur radio service needs is more YLs. And the father who I spoke to was not aware of the scholarship money that's available for licensed amateurs in college. So that's all I got. Stay safe next weekend and hydrated. WB3GXW clear.
Okay, thank you, John. Yes, thanks for mentioning to stay hydrated. That's always important. But most of the clubs and field day sites that I've been to do a very good job on the food and the drink. So I don't worry too much about hydration, but I'm glad you mentioned it. And it's a very important point to make sure that folks keep drinking water and staying safe. All right. There's one other thing I'm looking at on my calendar here right in front of us. The Bark Ham Fest is this Sunday, and that's right up the street here in Upperco, up the street for me anyway. And please do you check that out. There's lots of different activities up there. I did get an email from Ed saying that they wanted to do RC planes, but someone, I think the FAA, somebody wouldn't let them do it, so that's been canceled. But there's some other neat activities that they have planned for this year, and do check that out. The information's in the section news where that location is, so Bark Ham Fest this Sunday break. Okay, great. Let's go to our repeaters first, and we'll start off with KA2JAI, and this should be my friend Don running this server. So KA2JAI, give us your comments and then call your stations, please.
Thank you, Chris. This is M3FQC, just to give a little more details about the Bark Ham Fest this Sunday. It's 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. So you can go there and still get back and get your grill out and cook for Father's Day. So it should mesh in nicely. And about the what's going to be the RC radio controlled aircraft, but because of activities at Camp David, they got squash on that from the FAA. But there are some other good demos going to be going on there. There's going to be a fantastic demo. It's about long-range mesh activities where things set up networks across all sorts of landscapes, and the more people use, of course, the wider it gets. And there'll be a Fox Hunt direction finding demo, and then a nano VNA a telescope demo. So, you know, that's, and a bunch of prizes, giveaway prizes, et cetera, like that. So, it's only 4 hours, but yeah, it's in Upperco, so it's 16020 Carnival Avenue in Upperco, Maryland. But there'll be signs out there, so just get towards, you can find upper code, you'll see some signs to help you get there. And with that, we'll start checking on some other folks here. Why don't we get a big one? Okay, we got a couple people so far. We got Rob in 3HU checked in, no comment. And next on the comment list, we've got KA2JAI. Mike, your comments, please, sir.
Good evening, Chris and Don and everyone. just a couple things I'd like to share. One is that we had a recent tabletop exercise that we participated in with the county, and they used the hurricane scenario. Had quite a few agencies, and this particular one was done on Zoom. So that took place within the last 2 weeks, I'm going to say. there is a tech class coming up being given by Keith Miller at AARC. Begins on July the 7th, so if anybody's interested in that, contact Keith or the club, or I can help you get connected if you don't know where else to go to get information on that. Keith has done a superb job on his licensed classes for many years now. The next Van Arundel County Aries monthly meeting is going to be tomorrow. And we're going to spend some time going over data from our shelter site visits, which is something the county does. Once a year, we take part in that, and we visit every shelter just to review it from an Aries standpoint, just to see that there's a place for us. Many of them have permanently installed antennas. We check them out to make sure they're working and so on. So that'll be reviewed tomorrow. There's going to be some radio training. And lastly, let me just stand by. Okay. Lastly, I want to just share our regular monthly net information. 2-meter nets on the 805, which is the repeater I'm using right now, with Echolink in Millersville. Everybody's welcome. And also the monthly Aries HF net is on 4th Tuesdays. That's going to be on 40 meters. It's at 7:30 p.m. and has two components to it. We begin with a single sideband portion, and then we move to a digital portion, and there again, everybody's welcome. You can take part in either or both portions of the net. That's it, Chris. I'm going to turn it back to Don, actually. This is KA2JAI. Go ahead, Don.
Thanks for all that, Mike. This is M3FBC. Do we have any other check-ins on the repeater or on the Echolink, the KA2JAI-R Echolink? Please call. Nothing heard, so turn it back to you, Chris. This is M3FBC.
Okay. Thank you, Don, and thank you, Mike. There's one thing I would mention, and when Mike was speaking, he mentioned the class, the technician class that Keith Miller is holding. There's a little wrinkle that I want everyone to know about. The new technician manual from the league has not been published yet. And Keith wrote me an email a while back, probably 2 weeks ago now, saying that he was trying to get his hands on the book in order to teach the class. Well, I contacted some folks at the league, and I contacted them last on the 15th, and they said it's still at the printer. There's some issue of getting it printed. So it's possible that that class might not go. Please don't quote me on that. So just stay tuned, and I'm in communication with Keith and the league on this. So I'm hoping this daggone book comes in and we can get this class to go. But I just wanted to give that little caveat break. Okay, let's go. Let's see if we can get. Is there anyone from W3FDK repeater? Your comments and call your stations, please, Frederick. Okay, let's move on to WA3DZD machine. And this is Maryland FM. Your comments and then call your stations, please.
Okay, good evening. This is WA3FNN. My name is John. And really don't have anything to add. I'll be, we got two handsets this weekend. One's in, I'll be going to the one in, Manassas at a new location tomorrow. And then on Sunday, I'll be at the one in Upper Cove, put on by the Bar Chemistry Club. So that will be pretty much Hamfest season until the Hamfest in Berryville. Okay, I don't have anything further, but to the Jessup Maryland FM Association Repeater. This is WA3MNN.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And as you were speaking, something came to mind. I had one of our MDC members send me an email recently, and they asked if I could list in the section news some of the ham fests that are out of section, that is perhaps the Virginia, Pennsylvania, and so forth. And I wrote back and I said, I really hesitate to do that because I really want to keep the section news to the Maryland, D.C. section. It's quite easy to find other hamfests in the area. If you go to the league website, you don't have to log in. You don't have to do anything. Just go out there and click on the hamfest calendar database, and you can just put in the state or the section and hit enter or click OK or whatever you have to click, and it comes right up. It's beautiful. That part of the website works beautifully. In fact, I use it to put stuff in the section news for our own section. So it's not really necessary for me to do that, but I do appreciate the suggestions. So thanks for that break. Okay, and lastly, last link for Peter we have is K3ORB and Ocean Pines. Let's get your comments and then call your stations, please.
Hey, good evening, Chris, and the rest of the net. This is K3WOC. Mark here in Ocean Pines calling on behalf of the K3ORB repeater. Just a quick announcement from the Worcester Radio Group. We will be meeting for Field Day over at Milburn Landing this year. We're very excited to be over at the Pocomoke River State Park, Milburn Landing. We're going to be at the NASA Wongo Pavilion from about 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Looking forward to hopefully some nice weather and lots of contacts. It's going to be a great day. We are on the Field Day locator map, too, so feel free to look it up if you're here on the Eastern Shore. We'd love to have you guys. Well, other than that, we'll go ahead and call now for any local stations that are listening tonight on the ARRL Echo Link Net. We will stand by for any callers here in Ocean Pines and throughout Worcester County. QRZ.
Uniform, Charlie, Quebec.
Hey, roger, roger. We got Brian here in Newark, Maryland. K3UCQ. Go ahead and take it away, Brian.
Good evening, Mark, and everybody on the net. Looking forward to Field Day and playing some radio this evening, doing some HF, and trying to figure out this dual band. I ended up coming home from work, and all the programming had been deleted from my base station radio, so I just spent 3 hours reprogramming everything, and I'm back on the air. This is K3UCQ, back to net control.
Hey, roger that, Brian. Good to hear you tonight. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you at Field Day next weekend. And thank you so much for checking in tonight. And hey, where would we be if we weren't fixing some kind of problem in the ham radio world? That's what makes it fun, I suppose. I'm glad you got your dual bender back on the air. And with that, we'll pass it back to net control, Mr. Chris there, AB3WD, from K3WOC here in Ocean Pines, 73, everyone.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mark, for heading up that system. Always great to have you here. And as I call the different stations here, if you have information on your Field Day site, please feel free to give that here, as the one caller just did. Everyone would love to hear, you know, where your Field Day site is, and maybe somebody doesn't know that there's one close by. And goodness, it's always great to have information when you can, if you can get out to a field day site and learn a whole bunch of stuff. So please feel free to give that information. All right, let's go first to KP3SWS. Pam, good evening. Your comments for the net tonight.
Thank you, Chris, at Net Control and everyone else on the net this evening. I will also plan to attend a field day weekend. This will be at the Nanjmoy Creek Environmental Education Center in Charles County, Maryland. And we currently have a dozen hams pre-registered to attend. I did add our event to the field day locator, and I am the safety officer. Back to Net Control, this is KB3SWS.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Pam. This is great. Great to hear. Thank you for doing that. I suppose I should tell everyone where I'm going to be. You know, the funniest thing is every year for me as section manager, I tend to be in a different state on field day weekend. I swear I don't plan it. It just seems to happen. Well, this year I'm going to be in West Virginia in Shepherdstown specifically. And there's a little bike ride down there. We're going to go down Friday, and we're staying. The ride is Saturday, and I might be able to get out Sunday. I would probably be back Sunday, so that's a possibility. But anyway, it's funny how that works out for me. Okay, let's go next to KB3SPH. Let's see if you're still on the list. Yep, Jeff, good evening. Your comments for the net, please.
Good evening, Chris. Good evening, everyone. After field day, middle of July, Tuesday, July 14th, we're going to have our third quarter Aries hospital drill across three counties, Prince George's, Howard, and Montgomery. We usually get about 20 operators in 10 facilities, hospitals, and EOCs. So it should be a good time. Back to net. This is KB3SPH.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Let's go next to AC8AL. This is Doc. Thank you for joining. Your comments tonight.
Good evening, Chris, and all on the net. Things are going well here at the Armed Forces Retirement Home in the District of Columbia. This year we will be pairing up with HAC DC, which is also in the district, for field day again, and field day will be held right here at the Armed Forces Retirement Home. And we'll be running, I believe, as a 2-alpha plus GOTA. So it's always a good time. And just a reminder, if you do like to do special services and special events, Marine Corps Marathon, last Sunday in October, sign-ups opened up last week, so you're able to sign up for that now. If you do need the link to do that, you can email me at mycallsign@arrl.net. That is all I have. So this is AC8AL back to AB3WG. Chris.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Another thing came to mind as I'm sitting here thinking of things to discuss with everyone. I got an email, a long email from one of the folks at the National Electronics Museum Radio Club. And they used to be up the street here in Hunt Valley. And they've moved, and somebody's going to need to help me out. They've moved to an absolutely beautiful building, and I can't remember where it is. Put it in the chat if somebody knows. But they have moved, and they've got a beautiful facility now. I think the museum moved with them. So it's just some information I wanted to put out. So a lot of great things going on with that club. All right, let's go to KB3CS. Christopher, good evening. Your comments for the net tonight, please. Okay, nothing heard there. Let's go to Assistant Section Urgency Coordinator, Nate, KC3IEI. Good evening, Nate. Thanks for joining, and welcome your comments tonight, please. Okay, I think did we lose Nate? He was on. I guess we lost Nate. All right. Well, Nate is our assistant section emergency coordinator, so I always like hearing from him. Maybe he'll pop back in. We'll put a star next to his name. All right. let's see. Let's see. Where are we? Okay, go to, let's next to AJ3P. George, your comments, please.
Good afternoon, everyone on the net. This is AJ3P. I am looking forward to field day, going to two or three of them, actually. I'm going to one from Kara in Clarksville, Maryland. I'm going to stop at W3AO in Glendon, Maryland. And the one in the National Electronic Museum is in Middle River, Maryland. So I hope to go there two or hopefully have three of those. Really fortunate to have so many in the area and so many experienced hams. I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot. Back to Ned from AJ3P.
Hi, very good. Thank you. And let's go next to Mark, K3ABZ. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for joining. Your comments, please. Oh, I think we lost Mark. Okay. He was on earlier. Yeah, I guess we did. All right, no worries. All right, here's someone I know we will hear from, our section traffic manager, W3YVQ, Father Al. Let's see, do I have anything interesting to tell you today? No. I did enjoy the section or the traffic manager meeting we just both sat through. And I thank you for participating in that with the NTS 2.0 group. So W3YVQ, your comments.
Okay, I hope that's enough reset there. Good evening, Chris and everyone else on the net. And I enjoyed the SDM gathering. I was surprised and reminded, we often take for granted that all of our staff people understand NTS, even though NTS has been around since the league has been around. And therefore, when the fellow asked what are cycles, and another section manager wasn't quite sure what NTS was or how to get involved in it and whatnot, I gave that little overview of the mechanics of it. And it brings up a point that within the sections, our staff people may or may not be aware of what goes on in the NTS, its function and the mechanics and the fact that it is an extensive nationwide field exercise that goes on 365 or 6 days a year. Fully staffed nets that meet several times a day with specific times and frequencies so that message traffic can propagate throughout the network. And therefore, I suspect it probably wouldn't harm some sections to, during their section managers get-togethers, plan what, at least once a year to go over NTS and what's going on and so forth, give them an idea of what's happening and how they can help by taking newcomer traffic and delivering it to new hams within their various jurisdictions around the state. Much better for a local person to do that than our NTS operators section-wide to do it from three counties away. Break. Of course, during that meeting, there was no need to address any of that to our section manager who was present, because he's a former manager of one of our NTS nets. So I think Chris has a vague idea of what the NTS is about. And so does Marty if he's on here, but we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just five folks on the net here tonight from the Baltimore Traffic Net. Always good to see that representation turn up. And let's see, what's next? I want to thank KAQJAI for use of the 6.805 repeater here during the periods of time that the 6.7 machine's been down or under repair. It's currently having pretty serious audio problems in the link system and the voter, and clean audio is not getting to the transmitter. So we're back over on 805 again. And that has to be somewhat of an inconvenience to the regular users of his repeater. So sincere thanks to Mike, and also to all the members of your organization and supporters of your repeater for donating that time on the air for us to keep the BTN going. Break. For those of you that it may not have happened to yet, if you're a Windows 7 user, you're probably quite aware that Microsoft no longer supports Windows 7. However, even if you're a Dell user with McAfee software aboard as an OEM product to protect your computer against viruses, as of May, they were still taking renewals for membership in the antivirus company, and all of those people who have active memberships as of today, that they may have renewed up to and including the end of May, you will probably start getting a notice that your subscription has expired. And if you go to the website to rectify it, as directed by their links, they will tell you that in order to update the software and create a credit for the new account, you have to remove the old software in lieu of the new, and so forth, and then try and walk you through the steps for that, which, by the way, doesn't always work on Windows 7 machines, and you wind up with a high-level IT character trying to fiddle with your attributes in the background or in safe mode break. But when they get all done with you and tell you, okay, everything is all ready, you can proceed, and you go back to the web page to download the update to the software to give you credit for the rest of your subscription, it says they no longer will supply a Windows 7 computer, even a 64 Pro level Windows 7 machine, with software anymore. So you are now in a state with no virus protection on the machine, and they come back and tell you that they're not going to give anything back to you. So you're simply out of luck with no virus protection. I find that a rather amazing step for a business organization to take. Break. And as a reminder for field day, it's very impressive for our SERB agencies if they're invited out to your field day site, number one. And number two, if they get there and you can demonstrate to them with WinLink your ability to communicate in radio email format across the country virtually real time without the use of any of the normal public media, cell phone services or landline internet, etc. And perhaps even send a message to their pager or their smartphone while they're there at the site by radio from off-site. Very impressive demonstration of amateur radio emergency communication capability, and all you need is somebody with a laptop and with Vera and either a packet or an HF backdoor modem set up to be able to communicate with one of the gateways on WinLink. It's a very impressive demonstration, Bert. And I know you see it all the time, but we run the national traffic system nationwide with local, section, region, area, and TCC, or inter-area traffic net representatives, 365 days a year. A lot of manning, a lot of staff, a lot of nets, a lot of radio equipment, including the hubs and the digital traffic network, etc., all footed out of the, or paid for out of the pockets of our fellow amateurs. And there is a steady stream of attrition that takes place because some people have to move, and we have some SKs that develop, etc. We need an influx of newcomers into the local and region and area system in order to keep the system alive, to keep the manning up. So if you'd like to join the NTS, contact me or Chris, and we'll get you hooked up with a way to get involved in the nets and learn how to handle traffic manually and digitally and with radio email. Bert. And I even accused Nate, if he'd meet up with me on Echolink for a day, I'd make a Top Gun traffic handler out of him. That applies to all of our staff members. And our club representatives might think about it as an activity for the club to teach people traffic handling. And we can do that with internet classes, et cetera, et cetera. Lastly, happy Father's Day all. 73W3YVT.
Okay, thank you very much, Father Al. Always great information. And I'll just be real quick with this thought. One thing that kind of surprises me, or that comes to mind when I'm sitting in these NTS meetings, is that, I mean, the things that we take for granted here in the MDC section, we have such a wonderfully robust national traffic system program and participants and nets And then you hear someone from another section saying they don't know what a cycle is, like Father Al was just saying. And you think to yourself, my goodness, we're so blessed in this section. And it really strikes me how blessed we are to have not only yourself from W3YVQ and Don and all the other great folks that we have in the NTS. A lot of traffic being moved. And also Don put in the chat, we're currently on the 805, the Maryland Mobileers repeater. We want to thank the Maryland Mobileers for the use of that repeater for our net. And they've been our backup for quite some time, and it's always there when we need it. So thank you, Maryland Mobileers. Bless you. Break. There we go. Okay. Let's go next to KC3TAT. Melvin, good evening. Your comments tonight, please. Oh, come on.
Well, good evening, Chris, on Net Control, and everyone on the net tonight. I don't have any traffic for anybody tonight, so I'll turn it back over to Net Control. This is Kilo Charlie 3, Tango Alpha Tango.
Okay, very good. Thank you for joining. And let's go next to Marty, K3MXM. And Marty also put something in the chat that I would like to draw your attention to, and I'll let him speak about that from our regarding our new director, Marty Newingham. KB3MXM, please.
All right. Thank you, Chris, and everybody here. This is Marty, KB3MXM. I'd just like to remind you that this will be our Atlantic Division Director, new Atlantic Division Director's first field day, and that new position as Atlantic Division Director. And I think he would be very thrilled to hear from you on field day. So consider sending him an email, maybe a picture, or even a radiogram, thanking him for his role as our Division Director for the American Radio Relay League. Also, for those people that might be in the vicinity of Martin State Airport, Aberdeen area, the Martin State Airport's going to have open house, air show, all kinds of events going on, and including the National Electronic Museum's going to be setting up their field day site there. Let me take a nickel, standby. And also, if you're not planning to attend a field day, and you're going to operate from your QTH like I will, please take a moment and review the field day rules, the field day rules for your class station, which would be considered a Class D or Class E station. So Class D is commercial power at home, and Class E is a home station with emergency power, okay? And the rules are pretty clear for that. Just review the rules and get all of the points that you are allotted. I mean, all of the points. There's no go-to station. You're not allowed to have a go-to station. But get all the other points you're allowed, all the multipliers, all the 2 points for digital, 2 points for GCW, 1 point for phone. Hang on, let me take a nickel. And communicate with your other at-home stations as well. You might have a group of individuals that you know that you might be more than happy to communicate with them on VHF or UHF and simplex. You can't use repeaters to do this, but on simplex, as well as the higher frequencies, 900 megahertz in 1 gig or others, and HF. There's a lot of activity during field day with NIVIS on HF. Try to use that, okay? So get your points as your home QTH field day site. Thank you, Chris, for being our section manager and for your work with our constituents. Back to you from KB3MXM.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Marty. It's always a pleasure having someone with the knowledge and wisdom that you have had in the not only general ham area, but at the league level as well. So it's a blessing to have your knowledge and wisdom here. Thank you. All right, lastly, I want to go to our Skywarn rep. This is Jerry, AI0K, And I know there's some weather classes going on. Jerry gave a great report in the section news that I just put out. So AI0K, please. Okay, we're probably not going to hear from Jerry. I know Jerry's going to be at the Bark Hamfest tomorrow. So if you're interested in Skywarn, please stop by his table and chat with him. He always has a beautiful table that he sets up, lots of great information, and with a tablet and some other stuff. He has a great setup. That is everybody that I have on my list. Did I miss anyone, or does anyone have any other comments, please? Jerry, go ahead. You were a little broken, but try it again, please.
Okay, is this any better now, Chris?
Yes, sir. Proceed, please.
All right, thank you. I had a little problem here with the keys. A couple things. It looks like hurricane season is here. Looks like it's going to be slightly below averages due to a large, strong El Nino. So hopefully we'll do that. We had some severe weather. So far it's been fairly quiet, but we still have a lot of time to go, so keep your eyes open. Watch your nets. You can find the subnets on our website, wx4lwx.org, and check into your local subnet. And we will be at the Bart Hamfest on Sunday. We'll also be at the Manassas Hamfest tomorrow, anyone who's coming down there. Other than that, that's all I've got, Chris. KB4WG, AI0K.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. Very good. All right. It's almost 9 o'clock. We've had a good net tonight. Thanks, everybody, for joining. Is there anyone else with any further last comments, please?
MXM.
MXM, go ahead.
Just a reminder, it's summer. Well, it will be summer soon. But please be very aware of the fact that this is tick season. You're going to be outside. You could be in particular areas where there might be other pesky insects like mosquitoes as well. But please be overly aware of ticks. Check yourself often. The rule of thumb is do it before your meal. So before you eat, that's three times a day, check yourself for any ticks. And know the procedures and protocols for ticks, for the removal of ticks, and for the treatment of ticks. There's a lot of interest in this from the Center for Disease Control and from Maryland. They ticks do carry quite a few tick-borne diseases, and you don't want to be a victim to any of those. Please be aware of your surroundings, and it also includes other things in the wild, spiders, snakes, and bees and wasps. So just be very aware and don't put yourself at risk. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Great information there. Anyone else? Okay, we'll wrap this one up. Thanks, everybody, for joining with us. Our next Section Echo Link will be July 17th. And we look forward to having everybody back then. Please have a safe and fun field day. Just keep your wits about you. Stay hydrated. Have a great time. And be on the air. 7-3, everyone. Thank you very much. AB3WG.
And, Chris, it's Marty again. The 13 colonies will be going on. Leave enough gas in the tank there. The 13 colonies will happen in July, and it will be before your next EchoLink net. So check your calendar, folks. KB3MXM.
W3YNW.